You know, I'm a big sports fan, and I talk a lot about the teams that I follow, especially my love for hockey. And we certainly share that, this next guest and myself, the love for hockey, certainly. But I think one of the biggest things I've become very passionate about as I've gotten older is the pressure that an athlete feels and sometimes struggles internally with, but doesn't know how to address it properly. And what I'm talking about is, unfortunately, we do have an issue, not just in Connecticut, but in America, where especially youth athletes sometimes are dealing with these internal struggles and we don't recognize it at first, or we don't know how to respond to it at first. And actually, we had a tragedy happen here in Fairfield County, and it actually prompted what has now become the HT40 Foundation, and specifically this amazing event that is so near and dear to my heart called Shoulder Check. And Rob Thorson is back here, who is the founder and executive director of this foundation, of Shoulder Check, the brainchild behind all of this. And Rob, I thank you for always giving us the time here on WICC. We appreciate it.
Oh, and all thanks to you. I'm glad to have the chance to be back and connecting with you and saying hello.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and Rob, do you mind sharing? Obviously, the HT40 Foundation was born out of the legacy of your son.
Yeah, absolutely. So my son, Hayden, died by suicide in May of 2022. And he was, like I say, you know, he was an athlete, but more than that, he was, you know, he was a guy in the world who, unfortunately, if you made a list of 1,000 people, he'd have been 1,001 of folks that you need to worry about. And he was obviously carrying something, and whether didn't know how to give it a voice or didn't know how to kind of broach the topic, but he was carrying something with him, you know, that we didn't know or didn't understand, or that he didn't understand. And in his passing, you know, we knew that pretty quickly that we wanted to try and do something to make a difference. And what we wound up with was reflecting on as much and even more about who Hades was when he was with us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who he was a hand on a shoulder guy. So that gave us a path to this idea called the Shoulder Check, which is all about just reaching out, checking in, and making contact with people, just making sure people are okay.
So it's interesting, Rob, because I know I talk to you and Erica, your team, all the time, because we, again, kind of live in this hockey world together, and we mostly are talking about hockey stuff. But it's interesting because the few times that we've really, you know, just seen what plays out on the national and even international stage sometimes reflects directly back to this idea of Shoulder Check. It was a few months ago, you know, speaking of hockey, that one of our former goalies, who's now on the Senators, Linus Ullmark, who I loved when he was on the Bruins, but he's now with the Senators, and he took a leave of absence this season. And I sent it to your team a few months ago because I thought what he said was so impactful, which is that, you know, first of all, he had addressed that he had some mental health struggles that he was dealing with. He couldn't enjoy the game anymore. He felt like it was impacting his game. So he walked away from it for a few weeks, actually. And it was amazing, first of all, how fans responded, because I didn't honestly expect it to be, you know, so positive for him. But I think the other thing he had mentioned was, you know, imagine all the players before me who it wasn't comfortable to even say, hey, I'm having a mental health struggle, I need a break, let alone to give it that name. Right. And so I wanted, I guess, to get your feedback on if we're just seeing sort of this change of the way we view athletes and the fact that they may need to have mental health breaks or be able to address that. And not only fan bases understanding it, but even the team and the coaching staff and the management, they're understanding it, too.
No question about that. No question that we're making progress. I think it always comes in the form of this notion of, like, you know, breaking down stigmas, right? Where, and I was kind of benchmarked to where we were, say, 30 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever, when folks were dealing with an illness, right? Like, I had a family member who had a battle with cancer. And, you know, of course, he had a great family that rallied around him, but ultimately it was kind of quiet, right? Like, he kind of circled up around that person and supported them. And now, you know, we champion the folks who are dealing with that battle. We hero them up like they should be. We stand up to cancer. We talk about who we're fighting for. Like, the whole language around what's happening there is radically different, and people are getting the support that they need when they go through something like that. And I think similarly, like, we're making that evolution now here, where you see things when you drive around, even on billboards, that say things like, you are not alone, or it's okay to not be okay. And we're starting to just talk to the people who are struggling to help create space to allow them to be vulnerable when they need to ask for help. And I think that's a universal truth, well beyond athletes. But of course, athletes are on the global stage and they are role models. So it's hugely impactful when they step forward into this space and say, look, I'm dealing with something and I need a hand. And ultimately, that's what we're doing with Shoulder Check. We're just trying to complete the sentence when it says, you are not alone. Our contribution is to say, because I'm right here beside you, right? Giving everybody a role in the dialogue so that, you know, to help create space to allow people to be vulnerable. So when the moment comes when they need a hand, people feel comfortable asking for it. And I think that is happening across the board, slowly but surely everywhere, especially in professional sports. Today is radically different, and especially in the culture of hockey. I've had the chance to spend a lot of time with guys who are in the game now and guys who are in the game in like the 70s and the 80s, and they'll be the first ones to say, you have no idea what we had to just sit with.
Yeah, it's so true. And I mean, and there have been more and more of these long-term studies that look at the impact of mental health on athletes specifically. And look, I think, you know, I could pull up some different things. Connecticut Hospital Association, this was from a couple years back, data on athlete suicide in Connecticut is generally looked at a broader state level, with youth and youth adult mental health trends. Connecticut experiencing a rise in overall suicides, with the state's rate increasing at a faster pace than the national average between the years 1999 and 2022. So we were at about 45%, whereas the national average was 30%. I mean, so Connecticut, for whatever reason, does see this pressure and does see this happening, which is awful. But then you also see these other studies that look at what we're seeing when you do get to that massive stage. This was from the National Collegiate Trend, showing a 20-year study from 2002 to 2022. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among NCAA athletes, with the number of these deaths doubling over the two decades. So you're seeing it from a youth all the way up to that professional level. Even Hartford Healthcare saying that 18 to 26 age group is particularly vulnerable when you hear about the pressures of student athletes and what they are facing. And so we have Rob Thorson here, who unfortunately was touched by this, but then turned this into, how do we fix this? How do we bring these trends back down? And you decided to attack it with the youth, which I think is so important, because, I mean, talk about, Rob, some of the things, the lessons, if you will, that comes out of, you know, Shoulder Check or even the HD40 Foundation and what you provide for teams and schools and whatnot. I mean, this is really addressing something that you could certainly carry on through your career as an athlete or just in life, and recognizing, hey, I'm struggling, or hey, my friend or colleague or somebody is struggling and I can give them a hand.
No question about it. And I think, you know, I think it, so specific to youth and geographically what's happening, and I think you'd find, you know, I'm sure there are other pockets in different, whether it be sporting cultures or socioeconomic cultures or different stressors that people are under, right, that lead to different rates in different places. You know, what's happening here in Connecticut? Are we oriented in the wrong way as it relates to what we expect or what people, the pressure kids put on themselves to be athletes? You know, is there something unique to hear in that regard? I can't say for sure. And I think that's one of the things that sort of led us, again, back down this path, which is to say, when Hayes passed, we kind of asked ourselves, like, what are we qualified to do here? How can we make a contribution here if I'm not a mental health practitioner? And then we kind of laddered that out and said, you know what, like, the vast majority of the population are not mental health practitioners. So what are we all qualified to do? We're all qualified to check in on one another. Again, so going back to who Hayes was, whether it's an athlete or a student or a friend or a family member, right? Like, just to your point, something you can carry with you, we're all qualified to check on people and just be there for that answer, just being present with one another. Mm-hmm. And I say all the time that this idea is meant to be sort of pre-intervention, right? And that's why it's especially important for on a peer-to-peer basis. there's a 15-year-old is just as qualified to do this as a 35 or a 55-year-old, you know? Just ask, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, that's a really big deal. My friend Rob Thorson is here, founder and executive director of the HT40 Foundation, as well as Shoulder Check, which is an annual showcase and bringing awareness about putting a hand on somebody's shoulder, checking in on them. I loved what you said just before the break, Rob, that you could be 15, 35, 55, 105. It doesn't matter. It's that idea of being seen, which I love, and knowing that you have the skill set to just care, essentially. That's really what it is. And I love that because there's very few opportunities in life where your kid feels like they're on the same level as you. But you're right. To care is something that we could do at any age. I love that. I just love that you said that.
Yeah. No, for me, a lot of this tracks back to this. There was, obviously we've been through COVID and a lot of things that's happened at a societal level. And even a lot of those numbers that we've referenced before, outside the sporting context, at a macro societal level, things are leveling off a little bit, right? We're making a little bit of progress on this epidemic. But for me, part of this tracks back to this idea of just social connection, right? And the Surgeon General published, I believe their report must have been in like 2022, crisis of social disconnection. And we want to attribute that to the way we live in the modern world, and we have all these digital connections and social media and all this stuff that's supposed to make us more connected. People are feeling more disconnected than ever.
Yeah.
And that, for me, tracks all the way back upstream again, right? Like when you start to feel disconnected, when you start to feel isolated, it opens up what they call, paths of despair, whether it starts to be, it could be addiction, it could be behavioral, it could be suicidal thoughts or following that to the extreme. Right, like all those things track back to this common root. And I think that's a lot of what Shoulder Check is meant to do, is just like kind of bring people back together in real life, like reestablish social interactions and community.
It's amazing, Rob. Since creating the foundation and obviously Shoulder Check in particular, so in the last few years, you guys have seen tremendous success in a lot of partnerships, even with the NHL, the AHL, and it's certainly colleges that also have gotten on board. Talk to us about how much this has grown in popularity.
So we launched our Shoulder Check Showcase as a charity hockey game, and we launched the idea with that in August of 2023. So we're coming up, this year will be our fourth annual Shoulder Check Showcase. And that came about because just everybody in my personal network, in my son's hockey network, our friends, our neighbors, Hayden's friends, parents, everybody got together and just said, we want to do something. We want to be a part of it. And it just kind of organically came together. We had all the support from all the professional athletes that train in the area, the professional network. My background's in marketing and advertising, so is my wife. So that kind of world came together, and we launched with the Shoulder Check Showcase, which was, kind of like a little NHL All-Star game that was played at Terry Connors at Stanford Twin Rinks, Terry Connors. And, from there, we use that as an opportunity to demonstrate the power of a hand on a shoulder. We kind of surprised everybody with this moment where, of course, it was an awesome, kind of like all-star game that everybody played on the ice, which was amazing, and all these players have volunteered their time. But everybody also stood in a circle and put hands on each other's shoulders and said, I promise to reach out, check in, and make contact. And we saw for ourselves, how much a difference. It was palpable how the mood in the room, there's 2,500 people, how it changed. It just brought joy to everybody. And we did that to serve as, a point of inspiration. And the first year, we had a couple people who followed up after that and wanted to bring it to their teams. And, it was a real kind of DIY, make phone calls. But each year we've had the showcase, I find each year we have more and more calls, people calling in saying, hey, how do I bring this program team, how I went to my school, because people very quickly saw that this is bigger than any one specific sport. Yes, our context will always be hockey, because Hayes is a hockey player, and the hockey community comes out and supports, right? That's why hockey's so amazing.
Hockey's the best,
but ultimately everybody's just, we're role modeling for everybody else. I've had police officers that want to participate. We are working with a military nonprofit because this message is just as important in supporting Gold Star families and things like that. I think what's happened is people see the power of this simple gesture, and now it's growing. And we do have folks participating nationwide now, which is incredible. We've presented at the AHL league meetings. We've had 4 or 5 NHL franchises that have participated, but we've had My Cause, My Cleats, things like that. But what's most important is that all that stuff is there to like inspire and enable other people, which is our mission. Our mission as the HT40 Foundation is to inspire and enable young people to show up for one another, to be there for one another with small acts that make a big impact. And all this stuff is kind of like in the inspiration side. And then we give them tools on the enable side so that people can make it as turnkey as possible. And like I said, we've got this year so far alone, 200 different programs that have participated already, which is incredible. And I think about where we were, you know, after that first showcase, we maybe had, 10, and that was me calling folks and saying, hey, we have this idea. It's turning over. It's working the way we hoped it would.
It's incredible. And I'm so excited that Shoulder Check is coming back for a fourth year. It's on July 30th, and you're changing locations this year, Rob.
Venue change, yeah. Yeah, it's like a little bit grown up. But same exact vibe.
You're going from kind of the youth league up to the college level. That literally, it's kind of what's happening.
100%. Yeah. So we're bringing it to the Martyr Family Arena at Sacred Heart University, which is an incredible facility. It's the newest one college, everybody knows, building in the country. And we've had the support of the team there and the administration there bringing the event there. But what's great about it is like it's the same event, but now just has kind of it'll be even better, right? With everything that's available there, we're still going to have players. When they arrive, they go through an autograph line. They spend so much time, with the fans that show up. It's incredible. We call it our midway experience, where we have lots of partners there, whether they're activities, things for kids to do, like the NHL Network comes out and that kind of stuff, or other brands or other causes. This year we have a band, we have a beer garden, and then of course we have an arena to work with. So I always say it like before it was like about having like a party at a park. Now it's like having a party on a college campus, which is pretty cool. And it happens to feature an NHL caliber all-star game.
Yeah.
So it'd be fantastic.
And honestly, we're going to put more details with the Shoulder Check website on Rob's podcast. So you can find more of that information on voiceofct.com. And tickets go on sale at noon today, Rob.
Noon today. Yeah. So we had like some sponsor packages
on
sale last week. Yeah. Individual tickets at noon today at shouldercheck.org.
Yes. We're going to put that link on our website, voiceofct.com. Again, tickets will be available starting at noon today. You don't want to miss it. July 30th, the fourth annual Shoulder Check Showcase is coming back. And this time going to be at Sacred Heart University at their incredible arena that is literally, I think, to the level of an NHL. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's going to be, bringing an incredible event to just the next level. I'm excited to be there. And Rob, I so thank you and your team for even including WICC in this every year. It really is an honor and a privilege, and I just thank you for also giving us the time on my show to talk about this.
Can't thank you enough for your support. Thank you so much.
Of course, Rob. And we will talk very soon, and we'll see you very soon as well. And for you at home, you're not going to want to miss this event. I'm telling you, it is so incredible. First of all, it's everything that Rob and I just talked about. It's something that has an impact today, not just on hockey players. I mean, there are other sports teams that have gotten involved, from youth all the way up to college and even to the NHL level. And it's, again, not just hockey. This is great for even in your work environments. The idea of just caring, going the extra mile to let somebody know, hey, I'm a safe place and I'm here for you if everything is not okay. It's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to just sit with that by yourself, right? And so if you want to learn more about Shoulder Check, but also you want to check out this showcase, which I highly recommend you do, you can check out our website, voiceofct.com. We'll have more information there for you, and tickets. You can go online to do that as well. We'll have the link there on our website, voiceofct.com, starting at noon today.